What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
What's up, Greg? Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you. It's actually late in the afternoon.
Can I?
Is your schedule completely off now that you get to work from home?
I am in a room with no windows. I don't know what time it is. This is like Las Vegas, Nevada. My wife is just pumping in pure oxygen to me, and I feel great.
That's what I like to hear. I'm expecting a good show out of you today, Nick.
Oh, I'm ready to go, buddy. Doggy dog, look at this.
High expectations.
Oh, my God. CZs, I guess. Wow, man. How many bathroom breaks do you need in this one, you think?
Well, let's see. In a review, I only took one, but I had to, I was like, it was starting to hurt. And I texted Tim. I was like, can we please take a break for the ads? Because I got a pee-pee.
I have to pee already, man.
Yeah, I was gone for a while.
We've been here for like 40 minutes already. We've just been hanging out talking while all this tech stuff happened. So I'm definitely pee-pee at least one time.
Well, that's just normal. That's just to be expected.
But I think it might be
Hispanic heartthrob, Andy Cortez.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I didn't step outside once yesterday, but I opened up the window when I was taking a poo-poo. And, well, afterwards, let it air out. Let the ventilation go out. And then I just kind of, I just sat in the window.
And somebody came by and sneezed right in your fucking face.
How'd you get up here? I'm on the second floor.
Rounding out the quartet, Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the engaged one at Tim Gettys.
Let's him host
indeed.
I'll tell you what, guys. I had a hell of a day the last couple of days.
I want to hear it.
My wife and I were like, we're allowed to go for walks, so let's go for a walk. And we've been doing urban walks here and there, just, you know, maintaining.
I'll stop you right there. What the fuck is urban walks?
Urban hike. You never gone for an urban hike before? Where you just pick a
destination. So that means in the city, you're just hiking around the city?
Yeah, you just pick a destination somewhere in the city and you go, cool, we're just going to walk there. And it's they call it an urban hike just to make it sound like you're actually doing something.
I was going to say, because, you know, they used to just call it walking.
Yeah.
We're up to walk.
Well, the point of the story was that Sunday, my wife was like, why don't we go out to Chrissy Field and see, you know, we can walk over by the beach and get some fresh air from the bay and see some nature and stuff like that. And we went over there, and then in about midnight, my nose started running and I was like, fuck. Did I get the fucking Rona? And then at 7 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and I slammed a Zyrtec because I was like, I think this is just allergies, but my nose will not stop running all day yesterday. Eyes like swollen, nose running. I was like plugging up my nose with toilet paper, which apparently is fucking white gold now.
You're wasting it.
People can't get it. And I took another Zyrtec and a Benadryl and a NyQuil, and I just put that all into my system. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, I shit you not, I don't know what happened from midnight to one, but 1 o'clock in the morning, I woke up on my couch watching a sci-fi documentary about Mars, and I was like, what the fuck happened to me? And then I blinked again, and I was back on the couch, but my mouth was minty, and I was like, did I just brush my teeth? What is going on? I was fucking like high. I was out of it, man. Benadryl does not
react well.
You
shouldn't mix all
system.
Those medications.
Yeah, what was your strategy there?
I wanted my nose and my face to stop itching. I wanted my sinuses.
You have to pick a lane. Is it going to be allergies or is it going to be Corona?
Did you guys know that Pluto has ice on it?
Nick, cool. Sometimes you just got to overpower it. You know what I mean? I think you made the right call.
Well, did it work? Do you feel better?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel
exactly.
fantastic.
Exactly. You did the right thing.
My wife was like, hey, have you taken a Zyrtec in a couple of days? And I was like, no, I was feeling fine. And she goes, that's what you did wrong. You got to keep the antihistamine in your system for it to build. And then you have a baseline that's like 20% higher than you normally would be. So if you get pollen and stuff in, it can combat it apparently. But I just let it go. You know me. I'm like, oh, I feel fine. I'm not going to take the antibiotics anymore. 100%. And then the fucking infection comes right back. So that was my problem. But I'll tell you what, man, I'm thinking about popping another Benadryl tonight and just see where I fucking
just see what happens.
Yeah, sure.
Just see end up on Pluto.
Pop a few Benadryls and just listen to like Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Relax, man.
The Benadryls are pink, though. Whoa.
Pink Floyd. Whoa.
Oh,
Yeah, that's where he was going to.
Right. Sorry, over
Tim,
my head.
Tim and I were like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Dude, what just happened?
Man. I apologize, everyone.
I have a similar thing. I mean, I wasn't drug induced, but like we had these amazing buffalo chicken sandwiches. Jen's going to kill me just by the food she's making, because she's just making amazing food nonstop here.
You're going to die of heart disease before long.
Totally. Yeah, that'll get me before the Rona. And so we had these amazing buffalo chicken sandwiches. And then in the middle of the night, like 3:30 in the morning, Porty got on me and needed to go outside, which was, you know, out of the ordinary or whatever. And so I was like, oh shit, I wonder if he ate like some of the food, like, you know, it gave him an upset tummy, like, you know, he ate something spicy that's gonna hurt him. And so I took him outside and I'm half asleep, and I get out back with him there, and he starts just sniffing around. He just wanted to go outside or whatever. He drank some water, maybe he's thirsty, I'm not sure. But when we got outside, we had that moment where I looked at him and I was like, fuck, I gotta chill, I gotta shit. And then it was this thing of, am I gonna have to poop in the backyard? Like,
Kurt, this is what is wrong with
coming
you?
On right
you
now.
Like, are been there. So broken.
I've been
Portillo
there.
Looked at me and projected his bathroom issues into me. And I was like, oh fuck, you took me outside, but you gave me your poop.
It's like a yawn.
It's very much like a yawn. My body dead asleep, 3:30, no problem. But maybe, you know, Portillo and I have been together almost 15 years now. Maybe he sensed that my body was going to need to poop. And so he woke me up to get ready
to take you where he thinks you need to go.
Exactly. Now, yeah, he was walking me.
I don't need to ask because you wouldn't bury the lead like this. But did you poop in your backyard?
No, of course not. Please. Definitely. But you've been there, right, where there was that moment of coming back in where I had to stop because, like, the gas pains were so sideways where it was like, hold on, I'm not in the condition to move. So I'm gonna stop here.
Like Chris Farley.
You do that thing where you like curl your foot and like just
hope for the best.
Like, hope it passes. You know what I mean? But I was clenched.
I would have loved it if you just right in front of Portillo just dropped trowel, took a shit, and then handed him like a plastic Safeway bag.
Nah, it's your turn.
Like,
fix
nah,
it.
It's your turn. Oh, now you got it.
I just wasn't expecting the store to go to, and then I got a chill. I said, fuck, I got a shit. Like, that's not where I expected this to go.
We understand. I mean, that's a well-known thing about me. If I get a chill, I got to poop.
Yeah,
it's why the grocery store is a crapshoot for
if
me.
You were,
that's
a scary if place. You were if you were single, you would have that probably on some sort of dating profile, right?
Sure. I'd be like, two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie. I've been on stage speaking to thousands of people. I've hosted numerous panels across the nation, across the world. And third, I have to take a shit whenever I get a chill.
If I get a chill in the grocery store, I'm going to shit myself.
How many dates do you wait until you come up with that little nugget of information?
See, I mean, obviously I'm happily married, so I wouldn't know Nick. But, you know, back in the day, the first thing of when you start, what I appreciated about dating when you first start, especially coming out of relationships, was it was just fucking put it all on the line. I'll bring that up on date one. Is this too much for you? Too bad, Suzanne. Get off the train.
Fucking Suzanne.
And she's like, my name's not Suzanne. You fucking maniac. Guys, I have not left the house once. Not a single time. And at some point.
Since when?
Since this began. Like,
so
since
week and a half.
Because I see Joey and Gia supporting local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Is that strictly delivery? Are they picking up and you're just staying in?
It's been a combination of delivery or one of them goes to pick it up. Gotcha. I have somehow skirted. Like, we've been recording when they go out to do any of these different tasks that they're doing. We got Square Pie Guys last night. They won't deliver out here. So we had to go out there.
But hey, there's no traffic anymore. So
no traffic at all. It's insane. So yeah, it took them like 10 minutes. To get there and back. It's like, how's that even possible? But yeah, no, I haven't left once. Like, I stepped out on my, like, stoop to, like, get the thing from Nick last week. That was the closest I've been to outside.
Wow. It's probably smart, man. Everyone's got to stay safe out there.
But so here's
the reason I'm going for walks is because I just need exercise. I can't do anything else.
No.
I have a question for you guys, all right? I'm having a conundrum in my life, in this household, all right? So I have Nest Cam, which is, like, security cam stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
All that footage.
If somebody rings the doorbell, like they pop up on a bunch of screens I have everywhere.
And you want to go viral.
And there is this little kid that every day ding dong ditches us. And it's this little shithead kid, probably like 6-7 years old. He has a helmet. He's on a Razor scooter.
Okay, he's got the helmet. He's not like a medical condition helmet. Got it.
No,
maybe he had a soft skull.
And exactly. Yeah, no, and he has head. Like a mohawk on his helmet.
Wow, this kid's a ruffian. This kid's a piece of shit.
No, he if he had a real mohawk, he's a ruffian. If he's got a bike helmet.
Hold on. Why are we introducing the word ruffian to our fucking dialect? Where did this come from? The fucking 1920s
looks like
crooner?
One of the Lost Boys from...
It's a ruffian.
Yeah, from
the Lost Boys.
Yeah, for like Rufio. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he's there and he has an older brother. His older brother inline skates. All right. Different colored mohawk on his helmet. All right.
But is it one of the things where like a certain color signifies... your allegiance to
it's like to a belt game. You know, like the Knicks karate belt right?
Yeah, sure.
So this kid does this every day,
karate
and
belt.
It's for a while, and this has been going on for months, like even before the Rona. So for a while we're just like looking at this whole thing and we're just like, this, what is happening? Because he's so small that someone would ring the doorbell but we wouldn't see him. And so we're like, what is there, like a problem with Google? What? Like, what's happening? Go for it, Greg.
What time of day is this happening?
So that's the thing, is like it was always like around 4 p.m.
Okay.
But then now
that's
that
close, guys.
Now that the Rona is happening, it's like it's starting to happen at all types of hours of the day. Like it's always during the day though. It's never at night.
He's expanded his work hours.
Yeah, and so it's like, huh. And then so we eventually caught it and saw it on camera. It's like, okay, it's this kid. Then we've seen it a couple times. He's getting a little bit more avant-garde. You know, before he was all sneaky. Now this little shit's just fucking straight up in there like looking at us. All right.
Oh.
So we've been talking about it, like, how do we deal with this? So immediately we jump to water balloons.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Sure. You're going to have fun with it. I got
and
it.
This is going to be I'll go you one further. Awesome.
Do you know your neighbors across the street? Because back in the day, when I'm not advocating this by any stretch of the imagination, Greg, you know I would never advocate anything reckless like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, just before I go, a full disclaimer, Nick Scarpino would never, ever advocate scaring this child to shit himself in the streets or hurting him physically. But if it happens...
Coronavirus, you know what I mean? Coronavirus. This is what I think you should do. Make friends with your next door neighbors, plural. Go on Amazon right now and get something called a water balloon launcher. And if they have a roof, put up two posts on each roof, put up a water balloon launcher. It's basically a giant slingshot. These things will take that kid right off his fucking feet.
See, I just want to get him a little wet.
No, I think you got to put the fear of the Holy Ghost in this kid.
Well, that, so here's the problem. This has escalated, though. So immediately I was like, water balloons. Then I thought that through. I'm like, that's assault. Then I thought it through a little bit more, and I'm like, I'm too old to be doing that type of shit with these kids. Someone's going to get mad. But now the parents are with them every day, and they're always tailing. These kids go a little faster to get ahead, so the parents don't know what's happening. But they're there. So it's like, if I have water
balloon attacking these kids. How do you not know your kid's doing this?
Because they're a block ahead of them because they're on scooters.
What kind of fucking bullshit?
The adults aren't on wheels, Nick.
Parroting bullshit.
They're not on wheels. What do you – hold on. If you were an adult.
You're taking urban walks.
I'm going to tell you right now. Urban hike, first off. I'm going to tell you right now. Growing up in Southern California, if I was walking anywhere within a 4-mile radius of Elena Scarpino, and I doored it, ding dong ding bell, what is it called?
Yeah,
ding
dong ditch. You almost there.
Yeah, ding dong ditch. She would fucking know, and she would put the fear of God into me. She would have brought down the fucking Kraken for.
That's the thing is, I would never be so brazen as to ding dong ditch with my parents behind me. And granted, even if they're a little bit, how many blocks behind are they? No, they know they're going to a house.
That's my thing that I'm just blown away by. Like these fucking kids, like they're both parents Ruffians. Are there, and I'm like, they do not give a fuck. Now the thing is, I live on a corner, so they're going around the corner to ring the doorbell, which it's right there. Mm. So the parents are only like a half a block away, but it's out of their vantage point. You know what I mean?
Sure. Sure.
But a couple days ago,
like
dipshits.
So it's like a Metal Gear Solid like a guard. Like they have
the cone and they're out of it. But a couple days ago, me and Gia, we get really excited when this little shit rings the doorbell because it feels like something fun's happening in this, you know, Corona times.
Get him. Right.
But we hear it and we start freaking out. It's like, he's fucking here. The kid. And our windows are open. Meanwhile, the parents walking, have them locked out, totally hear all this happening. And they're like, wait. And then they like run up and they talk to the kids like, do not ring people's doorbells. Like, what are you doing? And it like turned into a whole thing. So now people know what's up.
Do you have a doormat?
Andy, the kids, the jig's up. The kids are in trouble. We don't need to think about torturing them anymore.
Trapdoor.
No, I just like to scare.
Trapdoor was where I went to.
And then put the shit on video. No. So check it out. Yeah. So you get a doormat, Tim. And then you get the little firework poppers and you put them all underneath the doormat.
Sure.
So he walks up and says, he's going to freak the fuck out. And then you put this shit on Instagram and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
You actually become internet famous.
Then. I love it. Nick, what do you have to say?
Okay, I have a second suggestion and then we'll get to Greg's. Here's what I think you should do. I think you should print out a picture of the kid from and put it on the door and say, and we're then watching. Just underneath it in red Sharpie, put look up. And then when he looks up, have Kevin just above him, like sprawled out.
Like Batman.
Yeah, Batman. Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Exactly like Batman.
How does Kevin have strong hands?
He can. I've seen him do it. He can do it for approximately 30 seconds. You just got to pick the right
time. The right 30 seconds.
Okay. Exactly. I like this plan. Greg, what's your thoughts?
I was thinking similar to Andy. Get the welcome mat, right? But then put like a pedal underneath it, like a weight sensitive pedal that comes up. And what it does is where you'd hit the ring button, there's a thing of mace and mace these children.
Whoa.
And then their screams will bring you out to find them. Then you take them downstairs into that weird little fucking goddamn ghost corner thing you have, whatever.
Hold them for ransom?
Your bunker. Yeah. Well, no. Just to scare them real good.
Have you seen the movie A Bronx Tale?
Mm-mm. Yeah, of course.
I've seen
American Tale.
I was like, where's this joke gonna go? What tale right. of
you? I was just thinking of like, no, the fucking, what's the fucking fish movie with Will Smith? What was that one called? A Shark Tale.
Yeah, Shark Tale. That's what it was.
There it is. There it is.
They tell a story in A Bronx Tale that I think is applicable for this one, Tim. Is that the Italians run this bar in the Bronx, obviously, and a bunch of Hell's Angels bikers come in. And they ask the bikers nicely to leave. And they talk to the guys like, we're not fucking leaving. Fuck you. And they call the Italians a bunch of slurs that I will not deign to say right now.
Thank God.
Never say those.
And then one of the Italian guys, who is a gangster, goes, it's Chaz Palminteri. He walks over to the door that he's asked these nice gentlemen to leave at. And he locks it. And then he turns around and goes, now you can't leave.
Yep.
And then like 50 fucking big fat Italians come out of the back and beat the shit out of these Hell's Angels. So like they beat them so bad, they like beat them into the street, fuck up their motorcycles. I'm not saying we have to go this far with it, but if you could lock this kid, but if you could figure out getting me there or Cool Greg there, as the kids come in, if you have a little gated area, the kids can come into it, I will close the gate behind them and go, now you can't leave.
Now
and then just
now you're stuck in here. You have to say use.
Hand to fucking face these kids.
Yeah.
Just full bump. I'll just open palm strike them a little bit because I don't want to break my hand, but I'll fucking slap these
now
kids right
here,
in the stupid face.
Oh, you want to break your hand.
Here's the last update of this, guys.
Yeah. So what happened? Your parents heard, they came over and said, don't.
They were the ones leaving shit on your car.
God, can you imagine?
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Was it the kid? The final stage of this is yesterday. So the mom and parents, like kind of hearing it and dealing with all that stuff, that was maybe 3 or 4 days ago. Yesterday, doorbell rings. We're upstairs. We see it's this kid. Fine. Whatever. We're just ignoring it. My brother didn't know this. My brother goes and opens the door. This fucking kid just stares Cool Greg down.
Oh, that's not who you want to stare down.
Cool Greg just scoots down. Away. Cool Greg was just confused. He was probably high as fuck. Opens the door. There's this fucking kid with the helmet with the mohawk. And then he just staring at him and then just scoots away. He's like,
I'll be honest with you.
Fuck?
I don't think this kid knows how to fucking ditch the door. What is the goddamn phrase?
And I'm ding dong ditch.
He doesn't know how to ding dong ditch. You're not supposed to just stand there and wait
for
someone
to open the
door.
He doesn't ditch. He just ding dongs.
He doesn't know how to ding dang dang nabbit.
I'll tell you this right now. I feel like Cool Greg is only ever maybe like 1 to 2% away from throwing hands at this kid.
Well, see, here's the big thing. I'm glad Cool Greg entered this story because my whole thing earlier when I was hearing it was this sounds like a job for Cool Greg to monitor the situation. However, I feel this would put him at odds with the very things that make Cool Greg Cool Greg. Mm-hmm. Of us asking him to sit there and be an authority figure and narc on this kid to the
he
parents
like
and or you. Nah, what does Cool Greg do? Because it's got to be pissing off boy. It's got to be interrupting Cool Greg's sleep. I mean, if it's happening at 4 p.m., Cool Greg's dead asleep. You know what I mean?
Who knows what's going on? Now,
Cool
the
Greg
last,
went to bed at 2 p.m.
The last doorbell-related story that I want to tell today is totally separate from this kid.
Oh, I don't want to jump yet, though.
We can jump back. I do want to say a quick, because we're to end the Cool Greg saga of this. All right, this is a spinoff arc.
Advertising.
No. Our other, like our neighbors that I've never met, rang our doorbell, and there was a car. Like, this coronavirus is, like, fucking everybody up and just making people think that they can just live like goddamn animals. Like, somebody parked blocking my neighbor's driveway. Like, just full-on blocking it. Left the car there for, like, 4 days.
Oh, it's like, dude, that's where you start throwing
it's like, that's, cans. Like, what are you doing? You can't fucking do that. So, they rang our doorbell, like, hey, just to check, like, is that your car over there? Like, we're giving you a chance to move it. And it was not. But my brother answers the door, and it's this really, really old couple. And they're both like, hey, I'm Ed and Velma, or whatever the fuck their names are.
Ed and Velma.
There was very old people names.
Wilfred and Stella.
If this were Scooby-Doo, yeah. They definitely did it.
Yeah. And they're just talking to Cougar. They're like, hey, we're your neighbors. We haven't met yet. Like, whatever. And, of course, my brother introduces himself as Cool Gray, which is just the best.
You can call me Cool G, though.
Yeah, and then,
because they'd be so confused if one day I showed up.
Exactly.
Greg, but he's Greg, too.
He's just future-proofing, Greg. He's future-proofing.
But they were like, hey, like, is that your car out there? And he's like, nah. And they're like, oh, okay. Just wanted to check or whatever. We're going to get it towed then, like... You know, cool. Hey, and if you guys ever have any like questions about this house, like we know the people that used to live here, like we can tell you like all the stuff. And it's like he was like, and it's Cool Greg, right? So he jumps to that they're trying to like scheme some shit.
Finesse him, yeah.
So he gets into just pure stone mode where they're just like, hey, sorry, you know, we come home late sometimes and we open the garage at like 2 a.m. Like, I'm sorry if it's loud. Like, does somebody live down in the area I'm in right now? And my brother just goes like, and it's just so funny. He's just like, so just like, I ain't telling you shit.
Yeah,
I'm not giving you info on what's going on.
I appreciate that. They don't need to know who's fucking in there.
No, but they were trying to do it just to be like, hey, we're sorry if like we're being loud next to them. But he was just like, no, this is a reverse psychology. He's like, they hear you down there, and they think you're being loud. And they're trying to be nice. And I was like, I appreciate you, Cool Greg. Like, keep our shit on lock. You
know, honestly, though, he might not be too far from the truth.
I believe Cool Greg on this one. I feel like I
always have a similar approach to my neighbors, which is that I view them as adversaries. I don't want to know your fucking name. I don't want you to try to endear yourself to me at all, because I know this is just transactional. I know that you're just trying to be nice to me.
Nope.
So that you can, oh, you know, there's an ask coming somewhere, right? Oh, so it's good to meet you. Oh, by the way, like, you know, I just... There's a lot of porn sounds coming from your living room at midnight. Is that like something you could stop? And I'd be like, no, I can't stop that. That's like,
can't stop.
So
my brother though deals with this whole situation, and I've never met these people. So I asked him afterwards. I was like, hey man, thank you. I appreciate you like holding it down and not letting our secrets out. Second off, like, were they nice? Like, do they seem cool? Like if we were to throw a rager here one day, like, is it going to be an okay situation to talk to them? And he's like, yeah, they were really nice. But the woman stepped in dog shit, like two sentences in, and you could tell she really wanted to leave, but the husband just kept talking. So I think everyone was uncomfortable, but I was definitely the most uncomfortable.
That sounds about right.
Cool, Greg. Now going back to the kids though, now Greg and Tim, since you guys, have the power to help me authorize this, I would like to put something on
the table. Sorry, Andy. Just mute yourself, you coward.
Well, Andy doesn't care about, you know, payroll and stuff like that. But what I was going to suggest...
Not the Dallas Fuel or his own Twitch channel. He doesn't give a shit.
Andy's burning blue pretty hard right there.
Let's go, baby.
What, is this how you flex?
Yeah, no, it's also like locked and loaded, you know?
Oh, I see.
Locked and loaded. Two L's.
What I'd like to offer as to see if you can ratify this is I would like to change Cool Greg's job duties to officially beating the shit out of these kids on a 24-hour basis. Now, Greg, I know that we need him to edit and upload stuff.
Sure.
What I'm going to say is, what if we just told him, instead of doing all the job that you've normally done, your sole job is to stand out there in a bush and pounce on this kid the next time you see him?
See, what's so upsetting about this is, of course, Cool Greg, crucial this entire operation of getting the videos edited and doing stuff. We can't take them out of commission that long. I feel like if shelter in place wasn't a thing, I would gladly go sit in a refrigerator box outside of Tim's house for as long as it takes. And I would fucking tear through that thing like the Kool-Aid man.
I would love this.
And I swear to God, Tim, not only that, Katie will never ring your doorbell, he'll never ring another doorbell. He won't fucking leave his house.
So 20 years from now,
I'm coming back with the mohawk for you.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Because the odds are, this child has never seen anything as big as Greg Miller. You know what I mean? Like, just height-wise, just like this
yeah. Mass. And again, like, you have to always, and like, what I always love when I think about Tara as a child, right? Or anybody for that matter, right? Is imagine going about your day and it's just a normal day on the street. You know what I mean? There's car noises or whatever. But like, as soon as it is actually hatched and I get into the earpiece that, hey, this is happening, right? Or I see it through the little slot of the thing. When I tear that open and I'm in full wrestling Greg leotard, half cut off shirt, sunglasses, you know what I mean? If possible, Nick, if you can have some kind of fog machine in there that I can start up as soon as I see him.
Absolutely.
I'm coming out like a movie has just come to life for this boy. You know what I mean? Like, this is like watching a Twisted Sister music video. Oh, you don't know what
we're not
going to take you run to. Are all these houses filled with people like me?
You have walked into a Tim Burton nightmare.
I want to fucking do this so badly. What does that say about me that I would legitimately take delight in watching this poor kid shit himself when Greg jumped out of a refrigerator? First off, did you say refrigerator box? Is your brain like, this is an ice box that my Uncle Danny used to have as deli?
Where you put
like a box the refrigerator comes in. You know, I could be in.
I thought you were going to put like a
strategically so I could blow it up.
I thought you were going to do like a dilapidated refrigerator and you were going to hide in the fridge and then pop out of it.
Wow.
Like where mobsters put like body limbs and hide them and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We could also break the ghillie suit out for this. You know what I mean?
Not many bushes around where I'm living, but
earlier when Tim,
I didn't know if you were part of the urban exploration track that Nick was
urban hiking.
Urban walk is what he called it first.
It's more of the term, Nick. It was like, what phrase is this? This is some white ass shit.
It's an urban hike, bro. That's what people do, okay?
Was mentioning, like, you know, guys, like, it's crazy out here. People are doing whatever you want. People are parking where the fuck. It's lawless out here. I'd like to imagine that there are some 30-year-olds like, hey, with all this stuff, like, anybody's doing whatever they want, I'm going to skateboard. Like, you know, because... You can't skateboard when you're over the age of 30, like Nick said. But
it's a terrible idea.
Nick said,
no holds barred. Anybody can do whatever they want.
Yeah, the rules are out the window right now. Yeah, you know what I mean? I just showered an hour. Come on.
Really? Oh, you did. That's right. Well,
like an hour and a half ago, I guess now. But yeah,
that's right.
Is it weird? How much does this change your all schedule? Because I knew I had to be on for In Review, and I watched an edit that I did last night up until about 11:15, and then my wife walked in and was like, "Don't you have to be on a podcast in like 10 minutes?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I guess I do." And I went and I showered and I poured myself a cup of coffee and came back. I had 1 minute to spare. This is the best. I'm just saying, let's work from home forever.
It's weird for me, like routine
cancel
wise.
Cancel both leases.
It hasn't affected my timing at all. Like I think maybe there's like a 10-minute drive to the studio, but I cut it so close all the time with like when I need to get places that it's not that different. The one difference for me is the end of the day. For some reason, I'm not done here until 8 p.m. on any fucking night. Like, dude, the technical stuff, having to deal with, like, getting things to my brother, making sure things are being correctly uploaded, and, like, there's just a lot more steps that I have to be involved in. It sucks.
Yesterday was pretty great because it reminded me of most Mondays where when PS I Love You is recording, I watch whatever the In Review movie is that week. Mm-hmm. And so I did the same thing here when it was, I guess, after... Alana's We Have Cool Friends that Greg did. I finished the thumbnails, did whatever I needed to do. Great episode, by the way, Greg. You're very good.
Thanks for watching
at your job.
Andy Sawyer in the chat. We love you.
You're very good at your job.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
And I just like, all right, let me just put on this damn Bond movie. And I had a great afternoon, a little lovely, leisurely afternoon. But now I was in my bed for most of yesterday, and I was so close to falling asleep. I was like, Andy, get up, get your blood flowing. So I ended up watching a lot of the second half of the movie just standing up in front of my TV, kind of like swaying back and forth. I miss my standing desk, guys. I miss my standing desk so much.
I finally broke down. I told Kevin today on Slack he should bring me a desk. He offered that the other day when we were making fun of Blessing. And then I was like, well, I sit on the ground. He's like, we have the extra desks for the new studio. Like we can bring those to you guys if you need them. And I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. But in terms of schedule, like, sorry.
You could sit at the kitchen table. Or are you worried that Jen needs to be able to get to the kitchen?
For me personally, it's not even, it's more centralized. So Lucy and Jen will be, I mean, granted you see them behind me all the time, but they'd be, I think, even more part of it. And then the wires are draping out all the way over there.
Where
it's like right now, what I like about this setup is that I'm only here when I'm recording. Otherwise I am at the kitchen table doing emails.
Can you and Jen and Porty replicate that scene with that really important politician dude who was talking on C-SPAN, I guess, and the baby kept breaking into his room?
That was so funny.
Can you recreate 100%.
That? We can 100%
do that. Just kind of like shoving him out of the door.
Yeah,
like,
when he walks in.
Yeah.
No, because remember, but afterward, the other baby comes in too.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And it's the kid that's
one of the best things of all time.
Escalation. I think we could probably find a real life version of that piece of equipment that the kid uses for Lucy. Lucy can just sit in it and just...
a little bouncy. Did you see the other, like, when all this stuff, when COVID started, but it wasn't as super serious or whatever, that guy was back on the news, and maybe it wasn't even that, but it was a couple weeks ago, he was back on the news, and it was just a screen grab that somebody put as their caption of, like, come on, we're waiting.
Yeah.
It was the exact same setup.
I have not taken my eyes off that door.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So fucking funny.
Back to the question, though. Yeah, in terms of, like, schedule changing, today would be, like, I think the most out of sorts it's been, because we had to wake up and do the Borderlands show. And even though Kevin's running all that, like, I'm running the Twitch part of it and renaming stuff for them. And also, if something goes wrong, I want to be the one who can communicate with them. So, like, that's what threw my schedule out of whack today, is that I was doing that at 7:30. And then by the time that was wrapped, I had a call. And by the time the call was done, just Jen in this instance was on a video call in there. So I couldn't go shower. So it was just like my schedule kept pushing back. And since I wasn't on any shows, it didn't matter. And then I did Greg Away and then blah, blah, blah. And I finally got in there. Last week, like, was super rough. Like, obviously, it was super rough because we were all getting used to working from home, dealing with this pandemic, a whole bunch of different parts of it. Yeah. But for me, it was bad because when I wasn't on camera, I was trying to play Half-Life Alyx. And I was behind the ball, like, from the jump on that, even with tech. Like, I had a bunch of crashes because of the computer not having enough storage at the start of the week. And so it was like, I was talking to everybody about it because everybody asked how you're doing. But Saturday, like the Saturday that just happened, was the first time where it was like, I felt like we had a breath, where it was like talking to Jen, we actually got to talk about how, like, weird this is and what's going on, and how it is. But because otherwise I was in virtual reality, just fucking doing that. So, like, it's been weird today of having, like, real time of playing a game or whatever, or making other content, answering emails. Like, I ignored my inbox all last week.
You do any of the anime porn yet on VR?
No, I mean, I've done the regular porn on PlayStation VR.
Cool. Huh. Okay.
How do you clean off the goggles?
Well, I'm catching it before it shoots all the way up there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know it well. You're a professional.
These VRs are so, like, they're so advanced. It digitizes the cum, and, like, you can see it in the virtual world. You can, it's part of the, you get bonus points.
Have you ever done the VR porn there? Have you ever looked at it?
No.
Me?
It's fucking horrifying.
I mean, I've looked at it, like, not through the mask.
Yeah? Oh, okay. You should do the mask sometime, because it is just horrifying, because you are basically, you know how, like, remember when Green Goblin puts Spider-Man to sleep and then he lays there and he can't move his arms or legs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
I do, yeah.
That's what VR porn is. So you're just, like, you can look down and move your head, but, like, your body's just stiff as a board and something else is stiff too. And then this woman climbs on top of you and she gets close and her head is just a giant, as big as a billboard. It's just like all this disformed. You're like, oh my God, this isn't attractive at all.
Sounds great.
We need the Half-Life Alyx of porn, though. You know, like, when are we going to get the real experience? You know,
with a full 12-hour campaign.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to watch your review yet, Greg. Are we allowed to talk about it yet?
Yeah. Review's up.
Yeah. What'd you think?
It's great. It's great. Great VR game. Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if you supported kind of funny games. You know what I mean? If it's not KFA, if you don't care,
right? Just clearly. Here's what I'll say. Like, what did you? My wife kind of put the words to it. I couldn't quite figure out kind of what was making me go stir crazy. But we went out for a cup of coffee, and we maintained the 6-foot distance.
Yeah.
But just seeing other people after a week and a half was so trippy and, like, oddly therapeutic for me. And I didn't realize how much I needed just to be around random people and have the option to talk to them, but choose not to.
Ultimately not. Yeah.
Ultimately, like, I could strike up, but this person's only 6 feet away from me. They're waiting for a cup of coffee. I'm waiting for a cup of coffee. We're maintaining social distance. We clearly understand the rules. We're not trying to put each other in jeopardy.
Nobody's trying to die here.
I could comment on how long this coffee is taking to this person and potentially strike up a conversation.
Yell at this poor girl from 6 feet away.
Oh, no, I don't mean, like, the person working there. Those people are doing God's work right now. And shout out to the Starbucks on Union that's still open, because don't think I haven't noticed. You're getting an extra tip next time I go back. I'm just talking about random people that are out and about. Like, you forget that you actually interact with, you know, if you're going about your business, like, you know, an extra 10, 15 people that you've never seen before. And that variety that keeps your brain sort of sharp. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. It keeps me sharp for the opposite reason. When I see him, I hate it. Because I can't not overanalyze the situation as I stare. I'm like, you're too. Why are you walking so close to that person? You know, cross the street to get away from me. What are you doing at the grocery store? Like, when we have to get stuff, like, it's a ticking clock before Jen's like, you want to get out of here, don't you? I'm like, I desperately want to get out of here as we like look around trying to find stuff and maneuver around people.
Well, yeah, like jokes aside about me, you know, not wanting to leave the house and stuff. It's just like, it's, I am so lucky right now that the situation I have is I'm with Gia, Joey, and Cool Greg. It's like, that's enough people that I actually like talking to and being around. Sure. And we have enough space that we can kind of not be near each other. With, like, especially that I have this room, it's nice to be able to just, like, I can do whatever the fuck I want right now, and it's fantastic, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, it's cool that I have them to be able to talk to whenever the hell I want, and, like, it's a fun vibe where I don't feel like I'm disconnected at all.
100%. Yeah, no, that's the same thing here. I think we might have, I don't know, it's the same thing, I'm sure, for you guys. Anybody business call, you're saying the same thing, telling the same stories. But I think we talked a bit about it last week, and it was so new and fresh, but, like, even now, it's the same thing here where really, I only see Jen and Lucy when it's they're eating, or I'm eating, or it's like a coffee break. Like, and then at the end of the day, we actually come together and We actually come together and play, you know, Animal Crossing on the couch and put like Tiger King on or whatever on Netflix, which is awesome. Everybody should watch it. But or like watch something or do something, or you know what I mean? Like, there still is this weird regimen that even though we're all in the same place, we all have three separate offices, and we really at the end of the day do come together and then talk about what happened at the day and like, yeah, hang out and make dinner or do whatever.
There is a meme going around though that is so fucking funny, that's like every woman during quarantine sitting on a couch with a MacBook Air chilling, every man during quarantine sitting in front of a three monitor setup with the loudest keyboard possible.
That's so true.
I saw that one.
I've been to CVS twice since all of this is sort of happened. Runs? Yeah, for the most part, yeah. But I guess like it, I didn't really fully grasp the weight of Tim's tweet when Tim said, for real, how is this really happening? When I walked into CVS and at like four different moments, a couple would walk in, or a family of three, and all of them wearing masks.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really hit, like, it felt like a movie. It really did, seeing all, being surrounded by everybody kind of with masks on and the employees wearing masks. It's like, fuck, man, this is crazy. Like, I just, you know, I saw an insane tweet that was like, if you would have told me on January 1st that in the next 3 months we'd be working from home because of a global pandemic, Kobe Bryant would have died, and Tom Brady would be playing for the Buccaneers. Like, I was about to roll
with it. It's Which one of those is least believable, Andy?
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. Crazy.
I was doing something the other day and getting a link from us, and like I wasn't paying attention. In the Kind of Funny Day 2020 video kept playing, and it was just like, you look at that and it's like, man, that was not long ago. No. It feels like a lifetime ago now because time has lost all meaning. But even like today, the Borderlands show aired, right? Which was filmed the final week in The Office. And so even seeing us on the set of The Office and like having the walls and stuff, it's like, holy shit, fuck.
Holy shit, like that was real. You know, yeah. Like at some point, this is going to feel normal. Like that's the scary thing.
Andy, you're the only one. Does Barrett still have a voice? I haven't heard Barrett's voice in so long.
Yeah, he's in the living room the whole time. He has a little setup there. I lent him my widescreen. I have an extra widescreen monitor that I lent him. I lent him my little Elgato thing. He started streaming over the weekend. He's just been chilling there. It's always like him and Alyssa out there. Every once in a while I'll walk out. It's like, hey, let's go get, do you want to order dinner? We're ordering Korean. Or the other day it's like, I want to order pizza. You know, it's like, again, I rarely go out and talk to them anyway, just because that's how I am. I'm very I really just don't like interacting with anybody, man. It's bizarre the way I am. But yeah, they're still out there. They're still hanging out. And again, I'm the type of person that if I need a pee and I hear people talking in the living room, I'll just like hold it.
Just go in a cup and toss in the corner of the room.
Oh, like you did. Yeah. Or no, you piss in the drawer, right? Or what did you do?
No, that's the car. That's the image everybody sends me from Reddit.
Oh, gotcha. That's right.
A cup like a man and threw it in that corner of the room.
Breaking news. Disneyland and Walt Disney World are currently set to reopen April 1st.
Oof, that's not going to be doesn't sound like a good idea. That sounds like a terrible look for them.
Brian Altano says, our upcoming movies are delayed because having people sit too close in the theater is dangerous right now. Also Disney. Hey, come ride a wet log down a waterfall while Total Stranger screams in your ear 6 inches behind you.
Yeah, so we'll fucking see, man. Dude, it's crazy. Like, you know, just more delays happening. Wonder Woman getting a delay with an actual date, which I think is an August, interesting move. Yeah, and then In the Heights just totally delayed indefinitely. Like, Patty Jenkins put out a tweet the director of Wonder Woman, when she was saying, she was like, hey, we're putting a date on this, and like we this is going to be a theater movie. Like, we need to support theaters, and I want to support that, and that's the way this is going to be. And she's like, we hope that by this date we're in a place to do this.
That worked out real well for Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, the difference,
they're not going to be able to show, they're not going to show shit if the fucking movie theaters don't open up.
Well, yeah, but what she was saying is that, like, it might not be that date, but that they'll push it.
So they're committed. They're committed to movies. Yeah, because there was that story last week that talked about them potentially bringing it to streaming. But yeah, we'll see, man. I mean, my hope really is that in the next month things can start to return back to some semblance of normalcy, where maybe people are allowed to go back to work, but potentially in shifts, and the shelter in place gets lifted. Because I don't want this to be normal. I miss you guys. I miss going into the office. I miss the challenges of, you know, I miss my morning drive. Like, I haven't listened to a podcast in forever, just because that was my routine. And that's probably the most difficult part for me, is that I'm a creature of habit. If I have a good routine where I'm eating healthfully, I'm working out here and there, I'm seeing friends, I'm doing comedy, I'm writing, I feel very productive. This is a different type of productivity that I don't know how long I can keep up, where I just feel like I'm sort of stuck in one place making the same, like, I feel like time has frozen for me right now, and I don't like that feeling. I like the feeling of, like, getting out into the world and progressing, and I think I need that contact, or else I'm going to start going fucking crazy.
You guys, I miss my gym, man.
Yeah, like, I know, right?
I would have never in a million years thought that I'd say I miss going to the gym. I legitimately do. Like, I felt healthier, I felt more active, and it became, again, I kind of like video gamified it, where it's like, all right, you go one more day, you're leveling up, Annie, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and
you
here,
sort of look slow there for a while now. Now you just look terrible.
Just fucking awful. And it's been so tough to get back in the rhythm of things, where, like, I try to work out here. I have just a dumbbell set, and I try to do, like, the curls. I'll try to, like, do, presses. What are they called?
Like a press.
Where you jump up, you do a
burpees.
Burpees, yeah. I try to do burpees with the dumbbell, so I'll jump up, put them on the ground, do a push-up or whatever. And it's just like, I can't stay focused enough because, well, I could just play Animal Crossing. I could just watch Twitch. I could just play a game. I could just stream. Like, there's so many other things I can do in here, and I need an escape, you know? And it's just,
that's honestly, weird. That's why I say go for a walk if you can, because those little urban hikes that I take, and I know you guys make fun of it, but they're so helpful. And it will actually, I come back from walking for like 2 hours, and I'm like, oh my God, my brain is just so much more recalibrated, and I'm calmer, and it's fine, and I'm happier, and that's good. But I'm right there with you, Andy, where I just keep thinking, like, I want this to end so I can go back and start deadlifting again. Because I like that feeling of stressing my body and then sleeping well afterward. And I had, like, weird, very weird dreams for the last, like, 5 days.
Man, I have slept awfully late. Yeah. Like, the last week and a half have just been staying up till 1 a.m. playing games, and then staying up until 4 a.m. because I just cannot sleep, where I'm in bed for hours and the anxiety is just creeping in on me, and my brain is in a million different places, and it's just constant, like, what can I worry about next, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. Why am I worried about this fucking industry that I have no, like, attachment to? But
like, what's going to happen to the hotel industry?
It's where my brain goes. And it's just like, I've had such an issue with it that I need to just, like, chill the fuck out, take a melatonin, and then hopefully, I don't know, figure it out.
There are those moments where it creeps in of how scary this is. And not like, oh, you're going to die. But like the fact of, like, all the restaurants can close. That will put all these people out of work. All these retail things are closed. That could put all these people out of work. This
Orange Theory is in a
tailspin recession.
The gym Gio goes to, Orange Theory, they just laid off 80% of their people this morning.
Whoa. Holy shit.
And it's just like,
I know.
It's temporary.
Coffee shop in the one of the Sunset coffee shops, Snowbird, they just put up a GoFundMe. Where they're like, hey, we're on the ropes. They have two restaurants, or two locations, I guess. And they're like, we're on the ropes, and this could be the end of us. And then, like, you know, even I tweeted about it. Andy Town, another coffee shop in the Sunset, right? Like,
oh, they no. Put up a whole...
No, Andy Town's, like, fighting back. Like, it's interesting to see how people are tackling it differently. Because Andy Town's still open right now to do, like, come get takeaway, come in kind of thing. But then they also opened up their site to do, hey, you know, obviously we're in dire straits. We've had to let people go or whatever, and we need to make money. So we're opening this up where you can donate money to send coffee and pastries to the hospitals, and we'll go deliver them. And I guess, like, in the first 48 hours, they raise like $40,000 or something in that way. And so it's like, if they can keep that going, they can keep everything going and not, you know, not have to get rid of people and stuff.
Yeah, my, continue.
No, I was just going to put a button on it. It was just like, you know, trying to figure out how you do business in this economy or this world.
Boba got straight up shut down.
Did they really?
Yeah. All the stores, 300 plus employees.
Which one? Holy which shit. One?
Boba Guys. It's like a different Boba place. Yeah.
But what's crazy to me is like, this tells you where the economy was at before all this happened. It's only been, what, really seriously 2 weeks since all these... since...
Sorry. I needed to move it and it fell.
Okay. But like, this is what's terrifying to me is that these businesses are going out fast. And maybe it's been in their area. Maybe they've been suffering a little harder. But it's only been, what, like a month since it's really hit the United States? I don't understand how these businesses... Like, they must have been just on the cusp of profit.
Well, no, that I mean, for restaurants in particular, I didn't know this because I don't obviously follow how restaurants are run. But I've seen so much stuff, and there's a bunch of chefs I follow that are SF folks and LA folks too, I guess, that are putting up this Save Restaurants thing. They're trying to get in front of Congress to actually get money out in front of, you know, this problem and solve it and fix it or whatever. But I didn't know this. Like, I guess the majority of restaurants, even successful restaurants, are making money today to pay the bills from 45 days ago. Like, that's how this actually works, this system. Like, nobody, like, not, I shouldn't say nobody. The majority of people are not getting rich. Even if you run a successful restaurant, you're breaking even, getting a little bit ahead. But as soon as that system gets fucked up, then it's the domino effect of all your debts coming back that you can't get out of.
It's sort of like retail. Terrifying. It's like retail, why Black Friday exists. Like, that's the one day they are in the black or whatever.
Yeah, an interesting thing is like Green Apple Books, which is kind of like the most iconic bookstore in San Francisco.
It's staple,
around,
right? Yeah.
Been around forever.
They're pretty close to me. Yeah.
Yeah, very close. They have multiple locations, and they keep opening more and more bookstores over the last couple of years. And they were being interviewed, and the SF Chronicle was like, wait, how are you doing this when every other bookstore is going out of business, even the big ones like Borders and all that stuff?
Drugs.
And they're just like, we're lucky that we are the ones that people think of, and so we are only existing because there's a demand, and we are hitting that demand exactly. They're like, if anything were to go bad, even just a little bit, like, we're closing. And like, they're the ones, like, Gia has, being the book reader that she is, she's like, what the fuck's going to happen? Like, is it, there's no way they make it out of this. Like, you can buy books online right now, but they're straight up closed. Like, you can't go in and get, you know, pick up like curbside pickup or whatever.
Sure. I mean, this goes back in the, you know, in the same vein of this comic book shops, right? And the fact that like Diamond, who distributes comic books, is like, hey, we're stopping distributing comic books for the next few weeks or whatever, as they figure all this out. And I always go back to another one in the Sunset, Amazing Fantasy, over on Irving.
Yeah.
I remember when Irving was getting torn up, we were at one of the restaurants there, and I was reading the paper about it getting torn up, and they had a quote that I shouldn't say I loved it, but it was just so blunt, because it was like from all these different businesses on Irving of like, oh yeah, you know, them tearing it up for 2 years, the sidewalk's gonna really hurt us, and this, that, and the other. Another store being like, yeah, it's scary or whatever, and then the comic book shop being like, we're dead, this will kill us, so like, we don't make enough money to do this. And they made it out of that, but now, like, what is, you know what I mean, like, now how does that work?
It's the craziest thing to think about too, where it's like, you know, there's all these people getting laid off, and like, so many people are being affected in all the ways that we've talked about the last couple of weeks, but like, there isn't a solution to this where it's like, okay, cool, getting government funding to help get through this or support that or whatever. But like, there is no way that, like, because we're seeing a lot of stuff where it's like things like GameStop, for example, right? Where it's like, cool, hey, you top people, you're being assholes, like, be better to the people working for you. But then there's the other side of it where it's like, not using GameStop as the example here, but like, what about even the big businesses need to be making a certain amount of money to be able to continue functioning so that it even exists to have jobs, right? And it's like, if they're reserves of the money that they have is going to making sure that everyone's paid properly and all that stuff, it's like, that can only last so long until this is just
for any of this over. To work, you get into such crazy uncharted territory that doesn't work, and especially in the capitalist economy we're in, right, of where you would have to, all right, you're doing this, you're giving them paid leave, you're doing this, you're taking care of their healthcare, or it's either an and or in addition to, you're then freezing rent, like, you know, like, you're not, we're pausing all debt, we're moving taxes out. And it's like, you just follow that back of like, all right, cool, if you were paused from work and if you could pause your rent, but then even the people who own the building owe money to people about
that's,
the building. It's like,
that's the thing. It's like, let's look at the rent thing right here, right?
Let's
like,
look at it.
Like, just the rent. If we were at a pause rent.
Thank you, Andy.
then it's like, I like how in focus you got there with the autofocus. That was great, Andy. But it's like, right now we have to pay rent for our current studio and the studio that we're building out, right? If they paused rent, that would mean we wouldn't need to pay rent for those places. But it's like, those people need the money for the rent for the place that they own.
Well, not necessarily, because some of them, you know, it depends on the situation, right? It's entirely possible that they still have a mortgage that they're paying off. But some of these places have been owned and paid off for a very long time, and they're just making pure profit. And all they have to pay then is the property taxes and whatever other insurances or utilities they have to pay for the building. So it's entirely possible that our landlord for the new studio might be like, hey, you guys can have a month off. It's totally fine. And if they're smart and they're running their business correctly, they have a little bit of a cash reserve to plan for stuff like this. Because you have to remember as well, for real estate, especially commercial, businesses go out of business all the time. And if it's a LLC or an S corp or something like that, and they go out of business, good luck getting your rent from a dead corporation. So, you know, you generally, like a smart rule of thumb is to have a cash reserve of 2, 3, 4 months. Because as we've seen with some of the properties that we looked at, before we moved into this new studio, we looked at a bunch of properties. I guarantee a lot of those are still on the market. And so someone's still having to fit the bill for that. But I think the way they're able to do it is that it's paid off. And so when you make money and you have money coming through, it's great. But whatever little money you make throughout the year when they're empty, it just goes toward property taxes and you take a loss on your taxes that year.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of ifs then. Ifs.
Oh, definitely.
You know, like, you know, situations. Like,
let's put it this way. If you are renting out of a brand new building that's like new construction in San Francisco, you bet your ass they want that money. They got a loan to pay back that is fucking monumental for these new construction processes. So, you know, I don't know what my landlord that I'm renting this place from, what her situation is, but, you know, we've got a couple extra empty apartments here. So I'm sure she's not too happy about the rent not coming through there. And also, I'll be damned if I'm paying rent for the next 2 months. I'm just going to say no.
Yep.
Not even a possibility.
I watched the movie Pacific Heights with Michael Keaton. He didn't have to pay. Why should you?
I had to pay shit, man. I mean, he got to put peepholes all over the place. It was pretty cool.
He did. Was that what Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, it's trippy. Oh.
Wow.
It's a weird movie. Yeah, it's back in the day, Andy, where you'd walk into the studio with like a weird script you made and you'd pitch it and it's just like, yeah, Michael Keaton won't move out of this. And they're like, it sounds good. Fucking do it. Whatever.
Yeah. Batman? Yeah, Batman. Great. That's it.
Oh, I thought you were saying the movie was about that.
I'd watch that if it was Michael Keaton, the actor, won't pay rent. Yeah, I'd watch that movie. And that's a good title right there.
Michael Keaton won't pay rent.
I love Birdman, Michael, listen, I love Duplicity as much as the next person, but you got to pay rent. You got to pay rent.
You know what? I'm not going to. I'm going to go film Spider-Man. He got me again. That's cool. I like him being here, but I need money.
Yeah, the ramifications of this global pandemic, I think, I don't think we're going to see for a very long time, but they are going to be furious. Like the industries, just, I mean, look at the hotel industry, the airline industry, all of these are going to need bailouts. This is exactly like, what was it? Was it 9/11 or what was it? Oh no, it was the subprime mortgage crisis, the actual depression, where they had to come in and bail out all the financial institutes. They're going to have to do the same thing here, and they're going to have to, that's going to have to go farther. I mean, the fact that they're thinking about doing, giving people just $1,000 surplus money, just, hey, you can't, I know you're out of work, here it is.
That's work the way they want it to, right? Because they tried that 9/11 when they gave us a spend it, put it back in the economy. We're all like, fuck you, and put it right in the savings.
Yeah. When they did the stimulus package, the 22-year-old Nick was like, fuck that. I can actually have a savings account for once. I'm doing that for sure with the $300 check that I got back then. It's really scary. And the sad thing is, like, you know, we came from 2019, which is a great year. And I think everyone I know was looking forward to 2020 as being like another banner year for everyone. And
great,
I don't
year.
Know how
I had
this is
sex
going.
A couple times.
You had sex a couple times?
Yeah, it was cool.
You didn't tell me about that.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Andy, I thought about you the other day. Because you know how sometimes we...
What a segue. What a segue. Sex.
You know what I'm watching is season 10 of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, nice.
And it is... Well, I don't know what your read on this season is, but I think it is great.
The past few episodes have pulled me back in. Where the first few, I was like... Larry's done, you know what I mean? Like, and then the last few, I'm like, wow, he's got it. He's still got a lot left in the tank. You know,
dude,
what I mean?
Idea. Are you guys watching Curb at all this season? They do this thing called the Spite Store, where Larry gets pissed off at Mocha Joe's, so he rents the location right next to this coffee shop, and starts Latte Larry's, and it starts this revolution in LA where all these celebrities start getting pissed off at people and start spite stores right next to them. It is the most genius concept for a show ever. And they get all these like cameos. There's like
John Hamm's great.
John Hamm's in it, but the best one is they get to a point where they show like it's like Ray's exotic birds, and the camera zooms out, and right next to it is Sean's exotic birds, and it's the exact same logo and the exact same like look of the store, and they go in and it's Sean Penn, and he's like, I bought a cockatoo at Ray's and he said it was supposed to talk and it didn't talk, and I was like, I know what I'll do. It's fucking genius.
How many episodes?
You guys need a laugh. It's like 10 episodes, but yeah, you need a laugh. It's the whole season is just so inappropriately funny.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest with you. Up until this season, I was always lukewarm on Curb, but something about me, and my wife said it's probably because I hit 40. I was like, there's just something about this curmudgeon old man that just says whatever he wants whenever he wants. That's really just vibing with me right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Andy? It's just like, it's hit me right.
We've been on podcasts with you, Nick.
Ah, you got me. That's what they call ringing it up, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather around this table, each coming to talk to you about whatever it is going on in their life. We swear it won't always be coronavirus. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where a few bucks let you be part of the show. It gets you the show ad-free. You can watch it live as we record it, and you get to have a good old time. We do a post show for this one, right, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, patreon.com/kindoffunny. You get the post show there, too. If you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can wait till we put it up on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week whenever it goes up, depending on how we're doing it. Of course, over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can support us. Become a Patreon producer just like Mohammed did.
Momo Squared.
Oh, Mo Squared is the new hotness.
That's what I call him, yeah.
I like that one, too. All right. Justin Toft, DJ Kento, James Hastings, Cameron Reagan, Lee Polero, Kieran O'Donnell, Ray Burt, which is not as funny as Burt Meg, but we're getting there. You know what I mean?
Ray Burt.
We're getting there.
I'm Ray Burt. I'm here to do your tax audit.
It's got to be one word, though. Ray Burt.
Ray Burt.
That's funny.
Seth Ginger, Andrew Feistner. Drew Gardner, Fruitis, Matt Batson, Billy Batson's brother who got no powers. Julian, the gluten-free gamer, and Devin Holbrook. Today we're brought to you by Honey, and I'll tell you about them right now. Online shopping is supposed to be easy, so why is it so hard to get the best prices? With Honey, it doesn't have to be. Honey, ladies and gentlemen, is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally feel as easy as it's supposed to be. You've heard me talk about this before, but it's simple. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite websites, Target, Best Buy, Sephora, etc. When you check out, a little box drops down, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds for it to scan every promo code on the internet, and then you watch the prices drop. A long time ago, Honey sponsored some other Kind of Funny content, and so Tim hit me up and he's like, you have to do this, you can talk about it personally. And I was like, whatever. But I installed it on my Chrome browser in two clicks or whatever, and then it was there, and it is there to this day. I still use Honey all the time. I just ordered my mom flowers. You better bet your bottom dollar I was watching Honey do it. Because what happens is, you check out, and you put the thing in your cart, you go to your checkout, and when you get there, the promo code section, Honey drops down. It's this little dancing coin, and it's like, hey, let me check. And you say, okay, you check. And then it finds the best coupon code. It automatically puts it in there. You save a bunch of money. Why wouldn't you want to do this? Honey has found its over 18 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Did you know that Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, and they're adding more every day? Users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on Google Chrome Store. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and installs in just two clicks. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kinda. That's joinhoney.com/kinda. All right, we're back.
Tim, I know you have the same question. Why did Nick do Spider-Man?
Nick's been on. I don't really want to. Hold on. I don't want to say fire. Nick's been on something today. I'm liking it, but it's not good. But on in review, oh my God. It's just like.
Can I show you guys something? This is a very intimate thing, but I feel like because it's coronavirus, people need this.
Okay. We do need this. We need to be inside.
I just want to show you guys how comfortable I am. These are my house slippers.
Oh,
cool. Wow, they look really comfortable. They look like hotel ones, you know?
I'm in sweatpants. I bought these new sweatpants before this whole happened.
I wore...
Wow.
Whoa, those are cool. You look cool.
RVC... Oh, look at the booty dance, too. Wow. No. Oh, wow, he's twerking.
Why is he doing
this? Also, shout out to your peep.
He's gonna do more. He's gonna look for more props.
No, Nick, this will get us in trouble on YouTube. Stop what you're doing.
No!
He does this because he knows it'll make me laugh. Why?
Stop encouraging him, Andy.
Oh, it's so hard.
I was gonna say, yeah, we can still hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, we can still hear. Go ahead and bring that microphone back up.
Come back, Andy.
I wore jeans today just to feel alive.
Just to feel something.
Are you wearing them now, or is that over?
Yeah, no. I wore my.
Uh-oh.
Like my actual denim jeans, because I've just been so PJ'd up my whole life. Past week or whatever.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That you got to develop a new routine. It's kind of like being in solitary confinement, where you have to do things that you would normally do outside just to keep the brain straight. Yeah, you know?
Sure. Here's what I want to do. I want everybody to think. I got to get up. All right. I'm not going far, everybody. I just got to open the windows. I sit down, and something about the pillow I sit on, since I don't have a chair, and it's like I'm in some beatnik cafe doing a podcast. This pillow. Andy, it doesn't let any of the heat out of my ass or legs. It comes up, it bakes, and then I sweat it all out my armpits. I got to open these windows, which I had opened before, but when Jen came out here, she closed them because she was cold.
Go ahead, yeah,
Nick. Can I get your question when I come back?
Sure.
Andy, I need you to fill time. Talk to me. Give me a 30-second ad break for your favorite candy.
Okay. Guys. Hey guys, it's me, Andy. I was worried really quick though. We're in a fake ad break right now, but I was worried that they're all gone. They're all leaving. Everybody's gone.
Is this a coordinated joke at my expense?
I guess so.
Did they think they had to pee?
I think Tim and Nick took it as oh, I'll go pee right here.
Gotcha.
Or I leave Andy alone. Oh. But then it looks like they were playing a prank on you. But the prank would have worked had I gone up to pee.
Sure, that would have been great. Dead air for everybody watching. That would have been bad.
I did say early on I needed to pee. What I was worried about and really concerned with is that you would open the window, a breeze would hit your neck, and you would shit all over that pillow that doesn't release pillow. Air. But the thing is, you'll shit. The smell gets trapped in there because it isn't allowing air in or out.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
How's the streaming going?
I'm hungry, Greg.
Oh, what are you going to eat?
I don't know. I ate a little breakfast snack thing a little while ago, a little whole grain thing.
Sure.
Because I think today I'm going to order Volcano Curry. Support local businesses.
They're not closed, huh?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Have you seen the stores? You haven't gone out that much, you said, but have you seen stores at all that are boarded up?
No, but I did. When I was walking to CVS, there's a ramen place near us that I think has switched ownership multiple times, and it seemed like at any given moment it was going to close down, and then yesterday they did actually put up a cardboard sign that was like, we are closed indefinitely, please stay safe, with a little smiley face, and it kind of broke my heart, because this ramen shop, it's never good. I've been there I think three times in the last 3 years that I lived here, and the ramen has never been great, and that just always bums me out, because I want it's so convenient.
Sure. It's so close. What if it was great?
Yeah, if the ramen. Yeah, wait, but then Genki changed the name to something else.
Yeah, very
They changed to something else. It's very very it's nothing that I would leave my house for unless I had friends in town that were super set on going to this place.
Sure.
And so I walked by on the way to. They changed ownership, by the way, Tim, a year ago, I'd say. And I walked by. Walking to CVS yesterday. By the way, every time I walk by, it's always empty. Mm. Always empty in there.
Never a
and
good
I,
sign.
I knew they were not going to survive this. And sure enough, I walked by and there's a little sign. It's like, sorry, we are closed indefinitely. Please stay safe. A little smiley face. I was like,
damn.
I feel so bad for him, man. But that place just never has business because the food, not great. I would recommend.
You feel bad for him, but they kind of had it coming.
I would recommend the shit out of it if it was, if it was Marufuku, get out of town.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Andy, how much do you miss Marufuku?
Oh, my God.
I wonder if they're doing something different now. I wonder if they'll deliver.
I'm sure they're doing at least takeout. You guys could probably go online, order, and just go pick it up.
Yeah, but like I'd have to go.
But
it's Andy, you love doing stuff.
Here's what I'd be willing to do. Oh, you know what? Parking would be super easy now that I think of it.
Dude, parking everywhere is super easy.
It's crazy.
Nobody is driving in the city right now. It's fucking nuts. Not only that, but you don't like the other day I went to the dermatologist and I parked my car, plunked in a quarter where it normally is like $5 for a quarter. It was 30 minutes. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. So I don't know if they did.
Do they change like dynamically like that? I didn't know.
I think they can send a firmware update or like just a quick update to them to let people to like make it so that a quarter goes a lot longer.
Wow. But
like, yeah. And normally this is one of those, you know, sometimes when you're out in the outskirts of San Francisco, the meters get you like 15, 20 minutes for a quarter. But like in the heart of San Francisco, you put a quarter in and the fucking, it doesn't change. It just doesn't go up at all. And you're like, oh, did I get time? They're like, no, you're an idiot.
You wasted time.
Exactly. You gotta imagine like how dirty is our coins and dollars. Like currency, like physical currencies, has got to be terrifying.
That's why a lot of I don't know if the restaurants near you were doing this, but I've been going out to get like takeout and you call it in and they go, we're not taking cash. We have to take your credit card. And so they're not even handling cash. And then
Apple Pay's been big lately.
Yeah, at the Pete's Coffee, they're doing they're all wearing gloves, and you put your money in one of those little like stainless steel bins that they use in the kitchens, and they take it, they give you change, they give it back to you. And so,
damn, I got a Lysol in my wallet now that I think of it.
My question is,
money in there? Don't worry about it.
How do you clean your phone?
Huh?
How do you guys go about cleaning your phone?
Lysol wipes.
I've been Lysol.
You're not supposed to put that on the screen though, right?
Nah, it's
Lysol
fine.
Wipes say you can, so I do.
I've been Lysoling napkins. And then I just kind of go all around. And the case, too, I'll Lysol spray the shit out of my case and just leave the case kind of, like, lying so air can dry it out. That's what I do.
And if I gave you $1 million, would you consider licking my cell phone case right now?
$1
million? You can buy a COVID test for that. Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah. I could buy COVID. I could buy the best
I could buy it.
Things.
What about $1,000? $1,000 to lick my cell phone case right now.
It's not worth it, Andy. Don't do it. You need your help.
It's not even a corona thing. It's just like, man, you've been jerking off so much and grabbing the cake.
But they always say that cum is sterile. It's sterile.
Cum is sterile. You're right.
Michael, a.k.a. Eat My Ball, writes in patreon.com/kindoffunnygame. No, kind of funny. And says, what's the best dip/sauce for chicken nuggets? #Greg Greg sucks.
Dude. Oh, I can't answer that. Like, honestly, I'm such a fan of dipping in any type of sauce that like when we go to McDonald's, we get the nugs. I want them all. And I open them all up and I'm just like, blah, 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 blah. I feel like ranch is the best answer because it goes best on anything.
Ranch is everything, right? Everywhere. That's always awesome.
That's the thing. But when it comes to just the nugs specifically, it's like, I like the sweet and sour from McDonald's. It gives it a little.
I will not be heartbroken if I walk into a place and they say they don't have dipping sauces. I never require them.
Wow.
Me neither.
But they are always appreciated, you know?
Not for the nugs. If the nugs are hot and crunchy, then you don't need the dipping sauce.
My mouth's watering just thinking about it, Nick. I will say that I ordered chicken tenders from a place called Uncle Boy's.
Uncle Boy, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, is this how deep you are on the caviar roster of everything else is closed?
Uncle Boy classic,
Uncle Boy's
man.
Rules.
What is Uncle Boy's?
Burgers.
Uncle Boy's is a, American fucking fast food shit. But it's really good burgers, onion rings, and they sit sort of a, God, I don't even know what sort of sauce it is. It was kind of like an aioli sort of dip. It was
like
delicious.
A mayonnaise-y dip of some sort.
It was super delicious, yeah. I love sweet and sour. I like buffalo sauce and shit like that. But
if you put a gun to my head and said you got to pick a sauce, I go honey mustard. I love the honey mustard sauce.
That's a bizarre. That's a deep cut. I'm a fan of it. I know. But I would never say it's number one.
I think for me with the nuggets, for some reason, I just love the honey mustard nugget. I like the little bit of spice that you get from the mustard seed, the honey sweetness. I think it mixes nice together with that crisp saltiness of the nugget. Man, I want nuggets right now.
I want some nuggets.
Chick-fil-A's Polynesian.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
When I was growing up, what it was with the chicken, McDonald's nuggets, was honey, just straight honey. I liked that. I liked my nugget and the honey, just a straight-up honey packet. Yeah, that was a huge, and that's the thing crazy. Now that nuggets have been reinvigorated in my life through Kind of Funny in the studio. Like the fact that it was years ago now where I was brought to the realization that that isn't a normal option anymore, at least not the modern option when it was back then. Nowadays when we get it, it's always into the buffalo for me.
Yeah. Got Buffalo's it. Always hard because I feel like McDonald's specifically, their buffalo's good, but I feel like a lot of the dip sauce buffalo, don't mean to get graphic here, kind of has a vomity taste to it.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Buffalo, like, it's real on the cusp of, like, it's either fucking
there's
good.
There's a thin line.
Or it's like, is it the vinegar? I don't know.
Yeah, probably. When we first fell in love with wings, which sounds ridiculous now because I know, you know, some of these sweet summer children here don't remember life before wings being everywhere and on every menu. When I came back from Mizzou, started making all my high school friends over that summer go out for wings. We would go to Lone Star Steakhouse because at this time they were the only people who were like really serving wings as an appetizer you could get, and they were cheap enough, right?
And plus, you're blowing my mind right now.
Yeah,
that wings were a thing that came during our lifetimes.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been coming on. I mean, they're at the pinnacle of their power right now. But I mean, coming on, and, like, we have restaurants devoted just to them, right? Do you remember, like,
in history books, this will be known as the apex of their lead.
Even COVID,
Buffalo Wild Wings. Like, yeah. When did Buffalo Wild Wings come
to be? Dude, Buffalo Wild Wings stopped our existence. Because it was that when it was, I want to say there was one already at Mizzou when I started at Mizzou, and I learned about it there. And then when I came home and we Googled around to find one, we found one that was like 35, 40 minutes away down the highway. There was one in Elmhurst or whatever from where we were living in, like, unincorporated Glen Ellen. And I remember we would drive this thing, and, like, you know, granted, I guess you're in college already, but, like, it was still it was before I started driving to Mizzou. So maybe I have the order operations wrong here. Maybe it was the summer before I went to Mizzou that we started in the Lone Star thing, and then summer after Mizzou, we started doing Wild Wings. But either way, early aughts here of that. And it would be that we would drive there, and I remember it being such a journey that we were on North Avenue going so much further on North Avenue than we ever normally did, which isn't obviously 35 minutes isn't a ridiculous car ride, but it was when we did it like three times a week, we would go there. And then on top of that, we're broke kids. So we'd go there and sit there. My friends would put all their money into the fucking machine, just play nonstop Metallica. And then we would just sit there all night long playing the trivia, eating wings and drinking soda, not even giving them money for booze because we couldn't. I digress. Where I was going with this original story was when we first started going out, and I remember, like, maybe the third or fourth time we went to Lone Star for wings, they put down the plate. Poe, of course, Dr. Pat Pelosic, leaned in, smelled them, and go, "When they smell like vomit, you know they're good." And it was like, oh, yeah, you're right. I totally get that acidic smell, that bile-y, yeah.
The first time I ever dealt with buffalo sauce was when there was the time period where KFC and Taco Bell first came together as a couple. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the combination buildings, right? And it's the place near Nick's house out in the marina that was a Taco Bell KFC. And it was when they introduced the Twister, which was a collaboration between KFC and Taco Bell. They rarely do this.
I don't like this.
I mean, it was fantastic. It was like kind of like a quesadilla like type situation. Fried
chicken in there, what?
It was like, it was a tortilla, but wrapped around, like, it was a burrito. It kind of, hold on.
It was a what, Tim?
It was
a quesadilla. It was a burrito. No, it was a stalk of corn.
It was the best of times. It was the worst.
It was hero-esque. The fuck it's called.
A Euro.
Okay.
Euro-esque.
Was it called? I want to look it up.
The Twister.
Or Giro.
Whatever. How the fuck you say that word?
Gyro.
it was the Mexican tortilla, but it was like kind. It was wrapped, but it would be open on the front and back.
Sure.
Right. So that
sounds. It sounds good.
But then,
It looks like a chicken tender and a flour tortilla.
Yeah, but then with the KFC chicken tender in it, and then like the Taco Bell lettuce and shit. It was fantastic. But then introduced a new version of it, and it had buffalo sauce in it. And I remember eating it one time, and that was
You cut off.
Instead of barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Buffalo sauce. That's when I realized the vomit connection, and I couldn't finish it. And it changed my life.
I'll just say this about the KFC Taco Bell. This weird sort of like bastardized marriage that these companies have. I've never it. I don't like it, and I don't like anything sharing the space with Taco Bell because I think it just brings in the wrong clientele. You know what I mean, Tim?
No.
Cool Greg. Cool Greg likes Taco Bell as well. But I just don't like people
who want KFC, just get the fuck out of my way. I want Taco Bell. This place is mainly Taco Bell. I've always felt that KFC, if I'm being 100% honest, I'm just going to say it. I felt like it's the lesser of the two. It's the lesser food.
No way.
And that the fact that it's sharing space with the god tier Taco Bell is just
KFC is better food than Taco Bell.
Hear you. You know
I fucking love Taco Bell, but Taco Bell is more of like it's a quantity type situation. KFC.
I'm high.
But even in KFC, it ranked against the chickens, it doesn't rank very high. But it's still, it's good enough.
For a lot of people, that is your only chicken often.
Yeah.
If you're going to get a fried chicken. That's the thing about it where I think what hurts it, and I can't speak for you, Nick, but what I think hurts KFC a lot is that growing up, like my parents would bring home the bucket of chicken and the mashed potatoes, right? And all that, and like that stuff. And it would be like a family meal. So it's like incredibly rare that I would ever be out and I'm like, you know what I want? Fucking fried chicken and mashed potatoes right now on this lunch with my friends.
But
right?
The gravy and the mashed potatoes are fantastic.
Yeah, you want fucking Taco Bell. You're not looking for Thanksgiving dinner.
The only problem with the KFC Taco Bell coupling that they do is that anytime they have that, that means they don't have the spicy chicken option at KFC.
Oh.
And I don't know why that is. I think it must be a space thing going on. You can't get spicy chicken as many things.
That's what I'm saying, man. Can we not go back to the 90s where there was a separation of church and state? Let KFC just find its own fucking building. Stop trying to bunk up with Taco Bell.
I just don't think you should blame KFC for this. You know what I mean? Or the other way. You shouldn't blame for this because where else are they going to go? That's where they were told to go.
You know where they could go? They could go live in a fucking van down by the river for all I give a shit. Stay away from my Taco Bell.
My favorite KFC Taco Bell combination story is one where I wasn't even involved, really. It was before I really knew who Gary Whitta was. Like, I knew Gary Whitta, obviously, Book of Eli. He'd already done Up at Noon, knew he's a big deal. And I remember Mike Mitchell, our old roommate, coming back to before the studio, when he lived where the studio would become the studio, right, in the spare bedroom, coming back one day and be like, oh, man, I met Gary Whitta today. I was like, holy shit, where did you fucking meet Gary Whitta? He's like, oh, he's in line at the KFC Taco Bell. That was unexpected. I didn't see it. And then it's like, Gary Whitta
like a normal person.
It's
great. I love it.
He's just like us. I would look so forward to the weekends. It was usually a Friday night where my dad would call, and he would call me when I was at home, and he'd be like, hey, do you want me to pick up some Taco Bell? And it was at the time that they had just sort of introduced the
chalupas.
No, the meal where you could buy 10 crunchy tacos for
the macho meal,
not the macho amount meal. Of price or whatever.
The box of tacos.
Yeah, it was like a little crate of just crunchy tacos. Yeah, and so you could mix them up. I think at this point they had already introduced the Doritos Locos tacos. Because what I would always do, because I loved getting three standard crunchy tacos and then getting one Doritos version of it, and it was always a spicy nacho. I always had to get the spicy one. Because the other one, it was too much, just too cheesy. I need spice.
The Cool Ranch one?
Spice up your life. No. Because they offered like the nacho cheese.
Oh.
They offered the nacho cheese one, but then they had spicy nacho.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I remember them just being Cool Ranch and nacho cheese.
That's the one you want, Nick. That was the really, really good one, dude. And see, every bite had like that spice. My mouth's wanting to just think about it, guys. My mouth is drenched right now. So wet. You could stick anything in here. Anyway, it was great.
Wait, what did you just say?
Dirty. I don't know.
What's Porty up to?
He wants it's food time.
It's so cute. Watching him walk by back there, I like.
He's pissed. It's not cute. He's pissed. And I took a video of it earlier in the show of you guys, and then over because my hand's hanging there, and he just keeps nuzzling my hand, just nosing it. Like, fucking time. What are you doing?
I love him.
It keeps creeping me out because he keeps coming from so far away in the distance, and he's the exact same color.
Greg, the killer's behind you.
I just keep thinking your floor is moving.
Oh, he's like he's Predator.
See,
like
my thing is
Predator camo.
I'll have my eye on him, and he's back there. And he takes so long to walk, and the camera kind of focuses on him in a weird way. It reminds me of Javier Bardem in Skyfall.
Yes. And that scene, you're like, just get there. Get there.
Did you see the comments, Tim, about your force perspective with your controllers? Because that your controllers look like they're on the floor and they're giant.
It's weird because my desk is walnut, and my floor is more of a gray in real life. But in the camera, with how it is right now, they look very similar, so it does look like the controllers are gigantic.
It looks like your white speaker. Oh no, that's on the ground.
No.
That's right. Oh fuck, you're freaking me out.
Yeah.
I thought that was on that's your not desk. On the ground. I was like, there's it looks like a sub.
There's a stand that's like 2 feet tall.
And it looks like a subwoofer in the corner of your room with two subs. Big controllers. Jesus, that's so cool looking.
Yeah, they're not big. They're normal.
Anyway, that's freaky. Internet's cool, man.
It is, right?
On the internet, dude.
Steven writes right in to patreon.com/kindoffunny and says,
Steve.
Steven is what his fucking name is. He shows respect.
Steven Insler?
Stevie!
No, he just says Steven, guys. If he was Insler, he would say Insler. All right? You have a cattle prod and a tomahawk. You are being attacked by a Doberman-sized, non-venomous spiders, two at a time. How long do you survive? You have a cattle prod and a tomahawk. You are being attacked by Doberman-sized, non-venomous spiders, two at a time. How long do you survive?
Oh, 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm failing to see the challenge here.
Not huge.
Aren't Dobermans the Resident Evil dogs?
No, Doberman Pinschers are fucking big. Yeah.
But I mean, that's not tiny. I mean, I'm not saying they're like fucking Great Danes, but I mean, still a Doberman-sized spider.
I mean, they're like 3.5 feet off the ground for sure.
Yeah, you're talking 60, 70 pounds of muscle this dog's going to come at you. So I'm talking like a 70-pound spider, two at a time. After 1 minute, maybe 2 minutes, I'm tired. I'm sweating.
I think you have a chance. You might send a chance if you, like, immediately. They're both coming at you, and you know that you kind of assume one of them is going to fuck you up anyway, but you have to take one out. You have to just get one out of the way so that you can deal with the other one. So what I would try to do is, if both are coming, I just try to time the perfect tomahawk strike right in the head.
You're just trying to get, are you trying to make a point?
Yeah. Well, no. I'm trying to just take out one, period. So that all I have to do, whether the other one's fucking up my leg or something, I can still try to fuck up that one that's still alive because the other one had just took a tomahawk chop to the head and is totally dead.
I got a lot of questions about spiders, though, and how spiders work. Because there's the, you know, the daddy long legs looking ones. And if he's saying non-venomous, that's where my head jumps. And it's like their legs, even if they were big, I feel like they're pretty frail.
Chop the legs.
Well, that's a great point. We didn't get into what kind of spider it was.
I didn't say tarantula.
He said non-venomous spider.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like the overwhelming majority, correct me if I'm wrong, Nick, of spiders, non-venomous.
So then what are they going to kill me with?
Kevin. I don't know.
Fuck. Like, are they going to like use their mandibles. Hands? Or,
oh, they have man. No, they have
it's
like.
It's their mouth stuff.
Yeah. No, so,
but I mean, is that the only thing that they're going to fuck me up with? Oh, they have their webs, though.
Yeah, but that's not like Spider-Man. They can't shoot them out at you.
But like a tarantula is venomous. A tarantula is venomous, but it doesn't have its fangs can't puncture your skin.
I thought it wasn't venomous.
No, they're venomous. They just can't kill a human.
Fuck, we're so much cooler than tarantulas.
Who are you calling?
It's calling Kevin. Kevin's asleep.
He's probably asleep.
And deservedly so.
Cheese platter.
Deservedly so.
Go on, hello.
Hey, you've missed me. If you want to leave a message, go ahead. Make sure to leave your phone number. And I will get back to you as soon as possible.
How does it sound like he's reading that message?
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Kevin, it's Greg Miller from the Kinda Funny Podcast. Your voicemail's on it. You're calling me back. Bye. Hey, Kevin, it's Greg. You're on the Kinda Funny Podcast. How are you?
Oh, God, Kevin. All right, what do you want?
We want to know, we need a Science with Kevin question. Are spiders in the world are non-venomous?
Yeah, I mean, I would think so.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Wait, to humans?
Well, I don't know what venomous. They have venom in them, right?
Like non-fatal to humans.
Yeah. I'm going to say the majority not venomous. You Googling this? You double checking it?
What?
Are you going to double check this?
No. We trust you.
All right.
Also, what do you think the weight range is for a Doberman Pinscher male?
That's something we can Google. Weight range, huh?
Yeah.
45-65 pounds.
75 to 100 pounds.
Whoa.
Wow, no way. Much bigger than I thought. Jesus.
They're all muscle.
All right, take care, bye.
Yeah, what I'll say is this is what you guys are forgetting. Remember the movie Arachnophobia?
How can I forget it?
Okay, remember when they go in
John Goodman? Bacon? Weird...
Exactly. What?
Kevin Bacon?
No.
Jeff Daniels, John Goodman.
Ah, Jeff Daniels.
Remember Eight-Legged Freaks? Yeah.
Oh, that was a good movie, actually.
David Arquette.
Good movie. I'll say this. I just want to point out a scene in that movie, which is the scene where they go and they find the body of that weird blonde scientist who has been cocooned in the webbing, and they sucked all the blood out of him. That's what spiders do. They web you up. They stick you. They go, right? And they get you.
You're doing Spider-Man. Like, I really don't think Can
they
spiders crawl
up and they suck all the blood out of your body, and yeah, then you've got no blood left.
But see, he's right though, Greg. Like, think about this. Like, cool, he might not be Spider-Maning it, but like, take, if he is the size of a human, we can apply the same logic as him with a fly.
I'm a fly.
So how does he get the fly? He shoots him somehow,
web.
Right? It's the
web.
He
makes
product.
A web. Spiders lie. Yeah, hold on. That's the thing. That what we have, the advantage in this argument, this hypothetical, is that we have the cattle prod, we have the tomahawk, and we are being attacked.
Like the cattle prod, it's just like
they don't have time to web. They don't have impact web.
And I don't even think. And that's the thing is, even if the spiders that aren't venomous, I think have the fangs. Right? That's normal.
I just feel like a cattle prod's useless at this point.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Do spiders even feel electricity? I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's my thing. Here's my strategy. If it's a weak-ass spider with that isn't tough-skinned, do you know what I mean?
Sure,
If it's not a tarantula or anything like that. Okay. All right, here's what I'm doing. Cattle prod to scare one of them. But I'm still doing the same thing where it's like, I got to nail this shot. This is life or death right here. If I nail this one shot, then I got a chance against this dude all on his own. You know what I mean? So I'm cattle prodding to kind of scare him away. If you've ever played Bloodborne, there's these guys that are scared of fire, and they like walk up to you and you pull their torch out and they're like, you know, maybe the cattle prod sort of like they freak out.
If it's got that cool one with the two like prongs and it, like the electricity arcs in it, like,
yeah.
What if you just wanted to go with the crazy route? You cattle prod yourself in the dick, like right in the nuts.
Okay.
Scare them that way.
This guy's fucking crazy, man.
Spiders get out of here. I'm not getting involved with this dude.
Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
We got a family to get back to.
See, the spider hole. I feel like spiders are inherently scared of things, though. Like, I feel like if we were to, like, do any damage to one, they would retreat for a second. They're not going to, like, double down. They're not scorpions.
I feel like you think that way because you're approximately 1,000 times bigger than the spider.
Approximately.
I think if you were eye to eye with a spider, I think it would not give a fuck about you.
But the next question, too, is, like, the spider's going to have questions, right? Suddenly, he's as big as a Doberman Pinscher. Like, we're going to use that to our advantage here, right? Where it's like, he's going to be a bit mystified, too. Like, does he immediately see me? He's like, I can take this thing.
Do you think if he tries to climb up a wall, like, the wall comes apart underneath his weight because he's not used to being able to do that? Like, maybe he goes on his back. He can't get it.
He's too heavy to even.
He's not even sticky anymore. It's like Spider-Man 2.
He's not light anymore.
He's like, fuck, my whole world is upside down. And you're like, do you want to go for a coffee and just talk about this? And he's like, you know what? I do. I really want to go
but
for
one
a coffee.
But the tensile strength of whatever his grippers are would be the same, right?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the drywall probably can't hold him up. You know, like, what if pieces of the drywall start coming out? I live in a place that's lath and plaster. You put a hook into that thing, it's going to scrape it right off.
But if,
you know?
Yeah.
It all depends on the breed. It all depends on the breed.
Yeah, there's too many science things that we need to know here.
It was a good question. Okay, though.
If it's a daddy long leg, I'm just chopping off three legs.
Right? Kevin, you're back on the Kind of Funny podcast. How you doing?
Hey, Miller. You know, it looks like most spiders are in fact poisonous venomous.
They fucking are, huh?
Yeah.
And then my next question.
Watch yourself.
In this thing, we have a Doberman Pinscher sized spider on our hands, right? Could it stick to a wall still, or would it tear like the drywall off the wall?
See, that's fascinating. The whole way they stick to walls is really interesting. It's, you know, you saw Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. A little tiny hook. I don't know. Does it have like a like? Did someone just shoot a like shrink the opposite of a shrink ray at it? Or?
Exactly. In my the embiggening ray in my world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I don't
embiggening
think
embiggening ray.
That's my guess.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Now, I'm going to introduce something else here, okay? A Doberman-sized spider doesn't mean that it's also 70 to 100 pounds. I think that's because Dobermans have muscles and have, like...
Right here, the height of a Doberman Pinscher, according to AKC.org, is 26 to 28 inches for the male.
Yeah.
I just feel like you guys aren't understanding how fucking fast spiders move relatively to how it's, fast...
The jump is so what scares me the most.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We've
so
seen
right,
these
Nick.
Things,
oh,
like...
Yeah.
And not only that, but spiders have that unbelievable ability to, when you smush them with a Kleenex, they find the crack of the Kleenex.
Yeah.
You got them, and then you open up the Kleenex, and you're like, fuck, it's not there.
And they play
and
dead a lot.
Away. Yeah, oh, they do. Oh, yeah, they're on
dead
the thing.
All the time.
They're on the thing. They look, and then right when you get to your face, they fucking jump on your face.
Yeah.
You think you're crafty, man. Yeah. I don't think any of us could last longer than a minute or two. One or two waves, and then we're done.
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
Yeah.
So you said 2 feet, basically like 2.5 feet off the ground. You said 26 to 28 inches tall.
That's a big fucking spider.
That's a lot smaller than I thought.
But I think of a spider, and then think of wingspan on top of that. We're talking about right now the height of it, and then it going out.
Yeah, but I feel like it's not light. It's not using its legs as hands like we use them. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they have fingers.
They do that. They do the arm, the leg.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, what I've seen on Animal Crossing.
I played Bloodborne. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched a lot of like spider versus other thing videos on YouTube, and like they're not using their arms. Like maybe
Andy,
like,
remember that big spider?
The tarantulas are different, and like that level of spider. Is different.
What I would try to do is jump on it. I would try to.
Well,
I would
you're gonna still go for a smush.
Yeah, I would try to go for like
the Mario play.
Well, I was gonna do like a James Bond when he steps on the Komodo dragon. Where he steps on.
Let's get a little extra height. But
the thing is, like, when you think about 2 feet tall, guys, like, it's 26 to 28 inches off the ground. I don't care about the fucking leg spread. Like, the legs don't have as much integrity as the core of the spider. So if it's 2 feet, like, that's this big, guys. That's, like, that's not much, dude. Off the ground, are you kidding me? You can easily hop onto it, fucking rock bottom it, you know?
Yeah, no, that's an elbow drop. That's not a rock bottom.
I feel
now you want to do the people's elbow.
People's elbow, yeah. Sorry.
Greg and I have the advantage of the height.
And heaviness.
See,
I don't think Andy can do it. I don't think Andy's too light.
Because, like, here we have Nick who's going to jujitsu the goddamn spider.
Nick's going to say, take your shoe off.
Take all eight of your shoes off.
I think honestly, like, if you can kill the first one, the second one, yes, a good
be terrified, he'll run away.
It would be to take its back for sure, because the only real damage it can do to you is with its pincers, right? With the fangs. Yeah. So if you can, and the fangs aren't behind it, so if you could just take its back, it can't do anything. You can just hold on to it, ride it to safety, buy a cup of coffee.
I think we do need to get back to the point though that Nick kind of brought up, that they are so much faster than us.
Oh, they're fast.
They are so much faster. Like, but if you look,
isn't that because they're small though?
No, this isn't like this isn't
legs.
Think of that ants video. Think of the ants video.
Yeah.
They where they filmed the guy's foot. Like, that's a great video. Did you see this, Nick?
No.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we watched it on Explorers. Oh, we know we watched it on Explorers.
It was me and Tim.
Yeah.
So some guy recreated the scene from the movie Ants, where they are outside having the picnic. And the ants are like near this little couple having a picnic, and like the shoe like is really slowly hitting the ground and then coming back up super, super slow. And they're trying to climb on the shoelace and shit. Well, some guy shot what that would look like in real life as it's happening in ants. And he's stepping and his foot is moving so slowly off the ground. It's so great.
That's funny.
But again, we don't know if that speed is relative, right? Like, does that mean that they're even faster here?
Well, see, my thing is, Andy, I think that is a perfect example of that's not how it works. And they are not super fast. That was just a fuck up.
I think they're super fast, dude. Like,
let's play it this way. I think, Greg, can you Google how fast is a spider?
I sure can.
Because I feel like if a spider that size, and then we'll
can
say...
cover that distance, you know?
We'll just say... What's it say? Government picture?
It's I guess the first image is a terrible Photoshop of, I think, Usain Bolt running with a spider next to him, like it's running next to him.
I love it.
So yeah, BuzzFeed did an article: can a spider beat a human in a foot race? And that's where this horrible fucking Photoshop comes from.
Got it.
This is a perfect article.
Yeah,
just read it aloud.
The whole thing. I'll jump here. The fastest spider is the giant house spider, which can reach speeds of 1.73 feet per second. That's only about 1 mile per hour. We humans can easily run faster than that. But wait, I asked spider expert J. Chad Johnson, associate professor of behavior, ecology.
Science with Jay.
I'm Jay at Arizona State University West. If a spider could beat a human in a foot race, he raised an entirely new and frightening prospect. Spider running speed is a bit silly. I see no way to construe it to match a human's running speed. Spiders disperse more readily by air, ballooning, than by land. As such, they are documented traveling hundreds of thousands of miles, and while I know of no data documenting the speed of ballooning, it is entirely dependent on air currents, which perhaps can be shown
Fuck this guy.
To be faster than us little old humans.
Fuck this guy. Go back to that first statistic. How what's the house spider run? We're going to do math.
House spider, the fastest one is 1.73
feet per second. Just say, like, how big would that be if they were...
So if it can run one, let's say a foot per second, and it's 100 times bigger, or two, let's say, what is it? What do you think? 500 times bigger? That's 500 feet per second that this thing can run.
That's See, but like, I don't think it works terrifying. That way, because think about people. The bigger people are, they're slower. There is that level of like, sure, I can run faster than Gia for
that's because
a certain amount of time just because I have longer legs. That's because
you carry more weight with you, but it's a weight to muscle ratio.
All right, here we go. Now we go to Reddit. Now we go to a Reddit thing.
A gorilla has a strength that's like 15 times or 20 times that of a human.
But that gorilla can't run fast.
Yes, here, guys. Really? On /r/ they did math. This was the request. Spiders are freakishly fast. If they were human-sized and their speed scaled up with their size, how fast would an average spider be?
Perfect.
The top-rated answer here, right, is the giant house spider is the fastest at 1.7 feet per second or a mile an hour. The body is about half an inch. So if you mean scaling up the body, that's about 1/140th of a 6-foot human. So 140 miles an hour is what they come up with. Then somebody edits and he goes, per this person's comment, quite valid, if we scale for reach, taking 90 inches for a human from foot to raised arm and 1.8 inches from a leg span of a creature variable, we're at 50 plus miles per hour.
So it can, so basically, yeah, you're right. It's a little bit bigger. It's going to run a little slower, but because of its super, like the gait, the actual ability for it to stretch out and run. I mean, this thing's like a fucking cheetah. That thing's going 50 miles an hour.
And the Google search of how fast a human can max speed of a human is 28 or 28.
Fucking Bardem back there.
They've almost doubled that, you assume here.
Okay.
Yeah, look at that. It's terrifying. It looks like the
That's terrifying. I mean, that thing's going to run you down fast. They're just faster. They've got 8 legs, for Christ's sake. Anything with 4 legs is faster than us. Anything with 8 legs, 2 times faster.
Hold on, gorillas are fast though. I've never seen a gorilla run. Gorillas, I'm not questioning.
Gorillas don't run. They do this thing.
And then they just fly. Yeah.
They fucking fly. Yeah, because they have arms that are basically like,
I had a dream that the Rock was attacking me. Very much like he was the Hulk or something when the Hulk gets really really pissed off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it woke me up, like it was a straight up nightmare, and I woke up, I was like, fucking just had a nightmare about The Rock.
The Rock would never do that to you.
Here's the real question, though. And I want to, this is Andy, don't answer this question. This is just for Greg and Tim, my oldest friends. How long do you think Andy could last against The Rock? If The Rock wanted to just.
Against The Rock. If he wanted to kill Andy?
If The Rock wanted to kill Andy, how long do you think Andy, what's the over under? Like, what would you bet money on?
I kind of run.
How long does it take to, like, lose your breath?
I think it's an octagon. We're in a cage.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
So, Andy, you can dodge him, but eventually he's going to get you.
13 seconds.
Damn. Greg, I think that's too much, man.
Well, I think that's just like is how long it would take for you to die.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. Because I think, yeah, Andy's, I don't know how much, like, does Rock run? He lifts, I know.
I don't think he does. I mean, he does Bertha. He's got the elliptical thing, right? Yeah, so. Yeah. I don't know how fast he is as a runner, but again, we're talking about an octagon.
How fast the Rock is.
Big, but it's not that big. The only thing Andy can possibly do is just roll and escape and dodge and duck to the point where the Rock just got annoyed and left. But I think that at a certain point, Andy might get tired before the Rock does. No disrespect, Andy, but like the Rock works out 4 or 5 hours a day.
You're right.
You said, and I quote earlier, I haven't left this chair in 7 days.
Yeah.
And I just am in the same pajamas.
That's true.
Can we tweet at The Rock and say, Rock, how long do you think it would take you to beat this guy's ass? And then just attach a picture of Andy.
This has been your kind of funny
podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this is man. Thank you so much for your support, love, and appreciation. Remember, you can support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get your topics read, you can get the show ad-free, and you can get the post-show we're about to do. There's a whole bunch of other good perks. You can get Greg Way up right now, an hour and 11 minutes of content for just a buck. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can get the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe. Thank you for joining us. We have a post-show to do, but until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.